This week is the second week of the Dalet Parshias, Parshas Zohar. Rishonim explain that although there is a mitzvah gansior of Zechiras Mechias Amalek, Chazal felt it most appropriate to schedule Parshas Zohar right before Purim as a prelude to the Avodas Hayoyim of Purim. Rashi and Megillah explains that Chazal set up Parshas Zohar right before Purim in order to be lismoich Mechias Amalek leMechias Homon. We know that Haman was Mizarei Shel Amalek, hence Kriyas HaMegillah is in essence a Schiras Mechias HaMolek. And we therefore begin this Avodah with Parsha Zohar, establishing the mitzvah of eradicating all remnants of Amalek. If so, Mechias HaMolek is a very central theme to the Avodas Hayom of Purim, and it is important to try to gain some insight into the fundamentals of this mitzvah and how it manifests itself in the pnimius of the Yontiv of Purim. At first glance, the mitzvah of Zechiras Mechias HaMolek seems very perplexing. The ideas of hate, war, and killing seem so foreign to our Avodas Hashem, and yet in this mitzvah we find such extreme measures to the extent of murdering infants of Amalek. Over the generations, many critics have used this mitzvah to poke fun and ridicule the Heilige Torah, and we need to try to understand at some level what is at the core of this chiyuv of hate and genocide that doesn't seem to have any counterpart in the Torah. It can't simply be a response to how Amalek treated Klal Yisrael. So many nations have waged war against Klal Yisrael and have shepherded the Yidden over the generations and have not been sentenced to such a gzeira of Timcha Zecher Amalek. So what is it that is so evil about Amalek to receive this unique treatment? The first yisoy that we must establish from Rabbi Seinu is that Schiras Mechias Amalek is not focused on a personal level, but rather an eradication of the Ra, the Rishus, the Hashchosa, that is represented in the Midos of Amalek. Accordingly, we need to try to shed light on what this terrible Sheirish of Amalek that warrants a total obliteration of any vestiges of its Hashchosa. The Yalkut Shemayni brings the Pasuk, Leitz Take Ze Amalek. The Medrash reveals to us that the central Midah of Amalek is Leitzonus. This is a very big Chiddush. Where do we find that Leitzonus was the Sheirish of Amalek? And what is so fundamentally malignant about the Midah of Leitzonus? It seems that the Medrash is not just enlightening us with a new Daher in Amalek, but is actually giving us a new appreciation for the Midah of Leitzonus. We are accustomed to relating to Leitzonus as a tendency to humor or lightheadedness, but the Mefarshim tell us that this might be the manifestation or ultimate expression of this Midah, but there is a much deeper root to this Midah of Leitzonus. The Marshan Brochus Choftes says, Leitzonus v'hu prikas oil. We find similarly in the Groa Mishle, Leitzonus ratzaloimar prikas oil teira v'yerushamayim. Rabbi Seinu are telling us that the yisoy that triggers Leitzonus is an inability to be machnia and to be makabel on oil. That is what forces a person to be mezalzel and mach Leitzonus. When one cannot accept the existence of a higher authority that is greater than himself, that is what ignites the Midah of Leitzonus. The Medrash tells us that after all the Nisim of Yitzias Mitzrayim and Kiryas Yamsuf, there is a unanimous fear held by all the nations towards Klal Yisrael and the Eibishter. Shteit in Pasuk, Shomu Amim Yergozun. Shteit in Pasuk, that there was an Embat Yorei Sachas, a boiling bath symbolizing how Klal Yisrael was invincible. They were the Amanifchar. They were a Hecher, a Koyach, that cannot be taken on by anyone. And Amalek came and jumped into that bath. Asher korcha baderech. Amalek cooled down that whole notion. This was an inability to be machnia to something bigger than itself. It was a prikas oil that led to this midah of Leitzonus. The Medrash Tanchuma actually describes this act of Amalek with the loshin ben bli al echod v'kofatz l'soicho. The Medrash refers to Amalek as a ben blial. Rashi in Sefer Devarim explains the sheirish of the word blial means bli oil sheporku oiloi shel mokoim. This fits in beautifully with the idea that we're discussing, that the sheirish of Amalek's need to cool down this is splilus was bli al, to be pyrik oil, which creates the need for Leitzonus. The Torah teaches up the Midah of Amalek as being below Yorei Aleikim. Accordingly, this is not yet another Midah of Amalek, but it's rather the actual Sheirish of the Prikas oil fueling the Yitzonus. The Medrash tells us that Moshe Rabbeinu specifically chose Yeshua as the one who could be successful in fighting back the Koyach of Amalek. Zok the Yalkut, V'loma Omar lo Yeshua, Mipnei Shabo Mishifto Sheyosef, Zek Sivboi V'lo Yirei Aleikim, V'zek Sivboi Esa Aleikim Ani Yorei, U'bo Zeh V'yipol B'yad Zeh. The Medrash confirms that the Sheirish of Amalek's Koyach of Ashchoso is below Yorei Aleikim, the inability to be Machnia, Lekabel Omach Hashamayim, and therefore the antidote to Amalek is a descendant of Yosef who excelled in Kabbalah Omach Hashamayim, as it says in relation to Yosef as Aleikim and Yorei. With this renewed understanding of the Ashchoso that Amalek represents, we can begin to understand the need to eradicate every last remnant of this Midah. On the pasuk of Kiyod al Keisko Mechomer Hashem Amalek, the Medrash explains that Kol Zman Sheshmoi Shel Amalek Kayim Ein Hashem Sholim Ein Kisoi Sholim. So long as the Midah of Amalek has some trace in this welt, it is impossible for the true Hanhoga of the Eibishter to be felt, and that is the understanding of the pasuk Mechomer Hashem Amalek. The war being waged against Amalek is a war that is a Mechemes Hashem. We are eradicating every bit of Amalek in order to allow for a shlemus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Hanhoga in this welt. We are not looking to take retribution and kill the nation of Amalekim for how they persecuted Klal Yisrael, but rather we need to eradicate this insidious midah of Lesonu Suprika Soil, that is the antithesis of Yerushamayim Mekabolas Al Malchus Shamayim, in order to allow for the true Gilui Umachusi Yisporach to have its fullest expression. The Pasuk in Mishlei Kapitel Chav says, Leitz Hayayin Humashechor. The Pasuk is teaching us that it is typical for a Leitz to be drawn to drinking wine. How are we to understand this connection? Zok Rabbeinu Yoina and Mishlei, that Leitzonus hu prikas oil, and the desired effect of extensive alcohol consumption is prikas oil. Therefore, there is a very symbiotic relationship between Leitzonus and Shtiyas Yayin. The Leitz is seeking prikas oil to break down barriers, to undermine certain authorities and higher callings, and he finds an accomplice in Shtiyas Yayin that fuels prikas oil in defiance. This is a never-ending circuit. The Leitz pursues the wine to feed his desire to be Pirik Oil, and the wine fuels and intensifies those feelings of Prikas Oil. With this in mind, we can explain that this is a very fundamental undercurrent in the core Avodas Hayoyim of the Heilige Tog from Purim. We read the entire Megillas Purim, which the Marcheshes considers an act of Schiras Mechias Amalek, as we watch the Koyach of Mordechai HaTzadik standing up to the Molek embodied in Homer HaRosho, who tried making Leitzonos of Klal Yisrael and tried being Poyrik Oil Malchus Shamayim by claiming the Kavayochol, the Hester Ponim of the Eibishter, is reminiscent of HaKadosh Baruch Hu Chas V'Sholem sleeping on the job. It took the Gevura of Mordechai not to be moved by this Leitzonos and to remain strong and devoted to the Eibishter's Kavod, v'loikom v'loizom mimenu. That is what brought about the ultimate Mechias Amalek and the downfall of Haman. In this light, we can understand the Grois Tikkun meant by Chazal in instructing us, Mechai v'nish l'psum v'puria. What could Chazal's Kavona be in giving a mitzvah for Yidden to get inebriated? Many poskim struggle to take these words literally, noting that intoxication is so looked down upon b'enei Chazal, and considered to be a very dangerous habit that could wreak so much havoc, and on Purim it becomes a mitzvah. The Teretz is that for those that are holding on our Madrega, there's a very big tikkun intended in this mitzvah. I once heard B'Shem Rav Hutner Zatzal that the avoide is to shikin zach v'yayid and nish to shikin zach v'yagoy. There is a shikros of Leitzonus that is desperately seeking prikas oil to escape from the world of achrayis and integrity. That is the shikras of Rabbeinu Yoina when he describes Leitz Hayayin Huma Sheikhor. This was the drunkenness that Haman exhibited at the Mishtach HaShveirish that ultimately brought about his downfall. The ultimate tikkun in the Psumi Bepuria is to drink, aber zu shikirin b'ayid shikirzach. All of us have had opportunities to be zoiche, to see true Oivdei Hashem, be mekayim this mitzvah kitzurosom mamish. The beauty of seeing a Heilige Talmid Chacham lose himself and all of his earthly inhibitions, the non-stop outpour of Divrei Torah, the Heilige Kesufin for Kirvas v'dveikus b'Hashem, the tremendous Avas Nefesh, Avas Yisrael bursting forth towards every Yid, that is the Yotze Soid that is let out through his Avoida of Libsumi Bepuria. The truth is that this form of Shikrus is equally a quest of Prikas Oil, but what it is trying to do is be Pyrik, the oil of this Svelte, the oil of the Cheshbonis Rabim, of the Alma de Shikru. All the natural inhibitions, trying to break down those inhibitions and show your true, pure emotions. This is the Groisa Avoida that begins with Parsha Zohar. To engage in Schiris HaMolek, to eradicate this terrible Midah of Leitzonus and Prikas Oil that is the antithesis of Kabbalah Salman HaShamayim. This Avoida continues as we celebrate the downfall of Haman through the Kriyas HaMegillah. Haman embodied this Prikas Oil in his Mishteh, and we are given the lofty task for those that are able to come full circle und shikin zach v'yayid. One who seeks to be Pyrek Oil Cheshbonis Rabim shall high Alma and fully express his deepest desire to be Mekabel Ol Malchus Shamayim Shleimo. A guten Shabbos.